The Family Tree. If you turn to the door on the gallery side, you will see the Landgrave's family tree above you, on the wall. It divulges a great deal of information. At the bottom on the right, you will find Ludwig den Bärtigen, Ludwig the Bearded, who came to Thuringia in the middle of the 11th century from the main Franconia area. Not far from Friedrichsroda, he then founded the Ludwig line and went to great pains to develop it by marrying Cecile of Sangerhausen. Whether this was a marriage based on love is not known. But more important was the territory in and around Sangerhausen in North Thuringia, which came as part of the matrimonial contract. As legend has it, his son, Ludwig the Springer, then went on to actually murder the husband of his chosen wife-to-be, and with Adelheid, his bride, came the claim to possession of the lower Unstrut area. With this, the foundation of Neuenburg Castle was secured. Landgrave Ludwig I then expanded territories to Hesse by marrying Hedwig von Gudensberg. Hedwig was the daughter of a Hesse count. It is then assumed that this widow was taken as lawful wedded wife to Heinrich Rasper I, Ludwig I's brother. Again, this probably had little to do with love, but more to do with the elimination of land claimants from other royal dynasties. Ludwig II made an excellent choice. His wife, Jutta of Swabia, was the half-sister of Kaiser Friedrich Barbarossa. And with this alliance, the Ludwigs rose, after only 100 years, to the ranks of the Kaiser's relations. And in 1172, Barbarossa even visited Neuenburg Castle himself. It is unbelievable how marriages were so strategically planned. Indeed, the marital bed formed the political center of all alliances. Via Ludwig III and Hermann I, the cultivation of dynastic alliances was developed even further. And Ludwig IV married the daughter of the King of Hungary, who later made her mark on history as Saint Elizabeth. Heinrich Rasper IV was the last man in the Ludwig line and remained childless, despite three marriages. After his death in 1247, the properties of the Landgraves of Thuringia went to Margrave Heinrich den Erlauchten, or Margrave Henry the Illustrious of Meissen. If you now turn back into the room, you can follow the development of this regal line over the generations above you on the projection screen. You will hear some more from me before the second projection screen, and take note to compare the size of some of the Landgrave's castles on the right-hand wall. Neuenburg Castle was the biggest by far.